Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of October 2017, and this is the 665th Mole Out Loud podcast. Yesterday, when I spoke to you, I said I had thought that I would be walking to the hairdresser and doing the podcast on the way, and I didn't do that because my appointment was deferred, and it was deferred to this afternoon. So again, I had decided I would do a podcast on that walk to the hairdresser. But on the way, I decided that it would be better for me if I did it on the way back, and that way you could help me being distracted from all the steps that I would need to walk up on the way home. But as it happens, my hairdresser gave me a lift home, so I've arrived home without a podcast. And I was so sure that I had already recorded a podcast, because I was thinking about it quite a lot on the way over, that I came into my workspace all ready to upload it and discovered it didn't exist yet. So here I am and bringing it into existence. It was very kind of my hairdresser to give me a lift home. I did have quite a limp by the time I reached her, and she didn't have another client immediately after me, so That was good, and it meant I got home earlier, which is also good, because I need to get a bit ready for the cave tonight. And of course, I want to both record and upload this podcast. As I mentioned before, I've been working on my novel, and last week, during my unplugged week, I was really trying to delve into things, aspects of it that I have felt are very difficult and often feel completely insoluble to me. And it's been quite a slog. But today I discovered an article written about healthy aging. And as we know, it's best to keep one's mind active, to keep one's mind flexible, and so on. As well, I'm sure it always is, but it, particularly as one grows older, it doesn't do to let one's mind shrink any more than it has to. And this article was basically saying that it was all very well to do these puzzles and things that we have been told will be good for our minds, doing Sudoku and cryptic crossword puzzles and words with friends, all those sorts of things are all very well. But actually, what is best for the brain are the kinds of problems where you go through a stage of fairly heavy discomfort. There has to be a yuck aspect to whatever the endeavour is one is trying to do. So I'm now comforting myself that even if I get nowhere with the novel, at least I am testing my brain. And the sticking with it and trying really hard to work these problems out is probably doing me good. Not just at a sort of moral level, which is what I've grown up with, that idea that you're supposed to suffer and working hard on difficult things is just part of that. But that actually it is a healthy thing to be doing. And why am I saying that? Well, because it continues to be difficult. This morning I stuck with it, but it was difficult. And I had a little procrastination period in which I read that article, and it really made me go back to work quite quickly. So even reading about tough stuff at least seems to get me back on track a bit. Anyway, tonight should be good. It always is good having the writing cave here, so I'm going to prepare for that as soon as I've uploaded this. Write down in detail what I'm going to do tonight. Yesterday I made a bit of a plan of what to do over the next 3 days, but I'm going to try and break it down even further for this evening. And it's really being taking things right back to the skeleton and seeing where it takes me. Or seeing where it has taken me in the past and where it might take me differently in the future. I do hope that you've had a good day today. I do hope that actually it's not so hard for you, but that you can take comfort if it is, in how healthy your brain is going to be afterwards. And as always, I do hope that your work brings you joy as well. Thank you very, very much for listening today. I'm going to send a photograph with this podcast, and it was from my walk to the hairdresser when I walked past this lovely little bit of green field that is now turned into a building site. I was going to send a photo of the building site, but that was really kind of too depressing. But as I was going down, a cat joined me. And then when I stopped to take the photo of the building site, the cat stopped too and sat beside me. So I thought you could just have a photo of us looking at the building site. Thank you again very, very much for listening, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.